Hi, my name is Faith Jensen, and I'm a senior at Pierce High School. I grew up in a Christian home with two loving parents and my older brother. At a young age, I understood I was a sinner who needed a savior. So I accepted Christ at age 8. But like most children, I didn't fully understand what it meant to abide in Christ. Throughout my childhood, I was always the super fun and bubbly kid who didn't let anyone get her down or dim her light. However, once I entered into middle school, my view of myself and God changed. I started to hate the way I looked, and I let comparison steal my joy. I questioned God and was so confused as to why he made me the way I am. So I changed who I was to fit in with the different friends I was around. I became a chameleon, and I lost sight of who I really was in God's eyes. Going into high school, I still had some of those insecurities. But I finally started to realize that God made me the way I am for a purpose. So who am I to judge God's creation? Psalm 139:14 says, "I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." I had always heard this saying that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, but I never knew where it came from. When I found what verse it came from and that these were God's words about me, it had a whole new meaning that allowed me to accept who God made me to be. Even though I was struggling with insecurity and low view of self, I found myself judging others for their sin throughout middle and high school. I thought I was better than people whose sin was more visible than mine. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and all fall short of the glory of God." Pride had led me to believe that my sin wasn't as bad as other people. But God's word reminds me that I am no better than anyone else, and we need a savior. Going into my sophomore year of high school, I was at an all-time high in my relationship with God and all the friendships I had at school and church. I was so comfortable in the life I had, and I didn't want anything to change, but God had something else in store for me. In June of 2019, my family and I moved from Georgia to Texas. I had lived in Georgia my entire life, and looking back on it now, I can see that my identity was rooted in how many people knew me at my church and how many friends I had. I felt lost. I didn't know why a loving God would uproot my perfect life and take me to a place where I knew no one. That summer was one of the darkest times in my life. I had no friends to hang out with, my dog passed away, and I was ignoring God. I didn't know how I could possibly make a life here, and I didn't really want to. Right after I moved to Dallas, I had the opportunity to serve at Camp Barnabas and to make new friends there and through Summer Shoreline after that. I felt God pulling me to him, trying to remind me that he was there the whole time. Even when I felt completely alone and like I had nothing left, I still had him. My junior year in high school was the time when I finally started to understand what it meant to have a daily personal relationship with God. I remember at D-Town last year, they were playing the song Waymaker. And when they sang, "Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working," I felt the presence of the Lord overwhelm me, which was something I had never really felt before. It was such a comfort to be reminded that when I don't feel it and when I was running from God, he is still there and he is still working. Through all of the insecurities and change I have been through in my life, God keeps reminding me and showing me that he is working in and through me. I used to believe that my story wasn't good enough to share, but now I know that anyone who has been transformed by the grace of God has a great and amazing story worth sharing, because it's about a good God and his unfailing love and grace for his children. However, even after all that God has taught me, I still struggle. I still have times where I don't like the way I look, or I'm doubting why God brought me to Texas. So if the Lord ever puts me on your heart, I would always appreciate your prayers, because Lord knows I need it. If you can relate to any part of my story, I want you to first remember that you are God's masterpiece and our worth is found in him. And second, that God is and always will be the same. Hebrews 13:8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." So we can all rest assured knowing that in all the craziness of life, we have a good Father who will never change. Thank you for listening to my story.